You guys are set up here at Commodity Classic. Not exactly a biofuels venue, but there's obviously a lot of biofuel stakeholders that you're seeing here.
Yeah, we have, obviously we get our feedstock from all of these folks here, and most places they are corn growers. And we also have a lot of them that are actually invested in ethanol production. So it's a good place for us to be. It's actually nice to go into a friendly environment every once in a while. So we do have a lot of questions we still answer. So a lot of times it's about helping them respond to stuff back home. But this is a great place to be, and we're happy to be here.
What are you hearing from especially the corn growers here about the RFS? I'm sure is the big story that's out there for you guys. What are you hearing from them about that?
Well, I mean, they're obviously concerned with EPA's proposed reduction of the volume obligations for next year, and they know many think that if they start once, they'll do it again, and we share that concern. And so what we've been telling everyone that stopped by is to make sure you're not becoming complacent, that you're still reaching out to your elected officials, EPA and the White House, to make sure they know how important it is to their individual farming operations and to rural America.
How would you characterize, I guess, the mood of some of these farmers that you're talking to? Are they worried that the RFS is going to end up cutting into what they had planned to be maybe big corn crops, maybe big soybean crops to feed into the biofuels industry?
Well, I think there is definitely concern, various levels, of course, but they know that with on the heels of a record corn crop and potentially another one this year, depending on Mother Nature, that over a billion gallons of ethanol disappearing from the renewable fuel standard could be problematic and keep corn prices subdued. So it's a major decision that EPA has on their hands that will affect the livelihood of most people here.
I know you guys were in full court press mode trying to get this done during the comment period. What can you do now? I mean, besides just wait for EPA to give their final decision?
Well, even though the official comment period is over, we still encourage everyone to keep calling, keep writing, keep emailing. If you're in D.C., make sure you knock on the right doors, because while the official comments have been submitted, they can't not listen. So it's very important that everyone's opinions and priorities are stressed to their elected officials, to the EPA, and ultimately the White House, because it will land on the president's desk for a decision.
One of the things I heard in a session yesterday talking about biofuels was the fact that you got to make sure you're giving them the facts, because so much of the time the opponents have not exactly launched a fact-based campaign against you guys.
Yeah, and it has to be strategic and fact-based, because I told someone earlier, if the opposition to the RFS is, say, a fire hose, we're a dripping faucet, and we have to make sure that it's a strategic approach and it's fact-based, because if we get caught stretching the truth, they'll never forget it. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case on the opposition side, but we have the facts. They're in our favor. We just need to make sure they're presented.
Robert, some great information. Anything else you'd like to add about RFA's participation in this year's Commodity Classic?
No, we're just coming off the heels of our conference and happy to be here, and look forward to seeing everybody next year.
Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association here at Commodity Classic. I'm John Davis reporting.